Groundwater pumping is one of the few management decisions that can be made about how to slow the rate of sea level rise. Okay, so you just told me that groundwater pumping is how we get drinking water for human beings, irrigation for crops to sustain human beings, and water for farms to sustain human beings. So groundwater pumping, this is what sustains human life on planet Earth. Groundwater pumping is one of the few management decisions, that can be made. Notice he uses passive voice here. Not that our leaders can make, that the New World Order should make, but can be made passively about how to slow the rate of sea level rise. What? Which management decision are we talking about? Are we talking about being thirsty? Are we talking about engineering a drought? Are we talking about killing off a billion or two people to slow the rate of sea level rise? The religion of the left is a worship of death. They worship death. They absolutely worship the death of other human beings. This is why the left loves criminals. They can't get enough of felons. They want felons to have rights. They hate the death penalty because they think that you should die a violent death in your homes, in an in-home robbery, after being raped. The left loves death so much that they can't stop themselves from gloriously portraying it in gratuitous manner in Hollyweird. It is adorned in their violent video games that they're pushing on all of us. They certainly love death of preborn and innocent human beings. That's the most efficient death that they've come up with to prevent that little baby from tilting the planet Earth or affecting sea level rising. Notice how this article, by the way, it started off talking about one thing, shifting the Earth's tilt. Then they admit, well, it doesn't really shift it that much and it doesn't affect anything, not even weather, not even seasons, nothing. However, comma, the team of scientists discovered that polar drift can be, it can be used as, estimate the effect of groundwater pumping on sea level rise. Oh, okay, so the scare tactic of clicking on this, of like the polar shift of our lumpy potato that looks like a perfect sphere in the highly manicured imagery which we're allowed to see of planet Earth, which NASA, the largest money launderer in the history of the planet, which NASA admits to you, they admit it, they have admitted it on the record, that each and every image that you have ever seen of planet Earth has been photoshopped. That's right. They admit this. Every image of planet, so-called Earth, has been photoshopped. Why has it been photoshopped? Well, they say, because they layer in the same cloud effects so that the Earth looks recognizable to people, because people wouldn't recognize it if it didn't have certain cloud formations just floating above the surface of the planet Earth. And without those clouds, you know, you may not recognize the planet as being a planet. So that's why we have to run everything through a Photoshop filter before you can see an image of planet Earth. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Actually, that does make sense. You can do this on your own, Crusaders. You can go out and you can look at images of planet Earth, and you can look at the cloud formations, and you can recognize that it's like a copy-pasted template overlaid onto all of them. That's weird. It's so strange that our government won't let us see a raw image of the place that we live. That's so weird. Could there be any other explanation for why they wouldn't want us to see a raw picture of the place that we all live on? I would struggle to come up with an alternative explanation. I really would. I just can't possibly think of one. The shift in Earth's tilt is far too small. Far too small to impact weather or seasons. However, comma, there could be an effect on sea level rising. When water is sucked from the ground to irrigate crops and meet global freshwater demands, it ends up in the world's oceans. In a 20-year period, groundwater pumping shifts enough mass to contribute to 0.24 inches in global sea level rise. You have to read these psychopath, demonic anti-humans very carefully. From 1993 to 2010, the researchers found groundwater pumping shifted enough mass to contribute to 0.24 inches in global sea level rise. Now, in 1993, Al Gore was telling us that by the year 2000, global sea levels would rise not by fractional inches, but by feet, by yards, and that entire cities, New York, LA, would be gone underwater. In that time frame, not from 1993 to the year 2000, but from 1993 to 2010, global sea levels have risen less than a quarter of an inch. But here's the kicker. The researchers found that groundwater pumping shifted enough mass to contribute to, oh, it contributed to it? Did it? How much of the 0.24 inches did it contribute? Did it contribute 0.01 inches? 0.001 inches? How much, Mr. Scientific Team? How much of the 24 inches did we contribute from the ground pumping water supply? Groundwater pumping is one of the few management decisions that, passive voice, can be made about how to slow the rates of sea level rise. These people are sick. They are evil. They want to destroy humanity. Because humanity may have contributed to a 0.24 inch global sea level rise from 1993 to 2010. And that is one of the few management decisions. Who's management? Who are these managers that are making these managerial decisions? I want to know who's making the management decision to turn off the groundwater drinking supply. Groundwater pumping is one of the few management decisions that can be made. It can be made. By whom? Who's making these management decisions? Speak clearly, young man. I need to know, who are the managers, the global managers of the global groundwater pumping? And which management decisions, managerial? Who are the managers? When are they making these decisions? How do they make these decisions? On which authority are these decisions made? These people want you to die of dehydration. They don't want you to live on planet Earth because you suck up water from the ground. And when it passes through your body, through our waste system, it eventually finds its way into the ocean, where it has contributed to the 0.24 inch rise in global sea levels. That's why you don't get to drink water anymore. You are displacing water from the ground to the oceans. And although the point of the article was to scare you into thinking that you're literally changing the tilt of planet Earth and that could contribute to climate change and global warming and people could die in Africa because you're drinking water. In the 17th paragraph, it is buried
that the shift in Earth's tilt is far too small to impact weather or seasons.
Okay. You had me wade through the entire article to get to the truth, which is that this is a big fat nothing burger. And you paired the admission of the nothing burger. You admitted it was a nothing burger. And then you paired that admission with, but,
it could be contributing to the sea level rise,
which has also been debunked. The debunked sea level rise, the thing that they used to scare you initially with all of these models from
The Inconvenient Truth of Al Gore.
This is a religious faith. This is a dogma to these people. The dogma is that everything is constantly changing from before and after humanity, but humans are also changing it, and therefore we have to go. In other words, natural change in climate, natural change in sea levels, natural change in the tilt of the planet Earth is fine because anything nature does is perfect. It's only when we pesky humans get involved that any change that we affect on planet Earth is immoral. It becomes a moral issue. Your backyard being free from weeds, free from being overgrown, raw, rugged, natural. Your backyard being tamed, manicured. Is human effect on nature. And any human effect on nature is a moral problem. You know, one of the reasons why whenever there's a wildfire in the state of California, One of the reasons why it's always so bad, why it spreads for hundreds of miles, why it's difficult to contain, is because you're not allowed to clear the underbrush in the state of California. That would be applying an unnatural process to nature. And nature needs to be raw. Nature needs to be totally uncultured, uncontrolled, untouched. Let the undergrowth overgrow. Okay, but when lightning strikes, then there's a lot more flammable material. The fire spreads fast, far, wide. It threatens human beings. It burns down neighborhoods. It chokes the planet in bellows of smoke. But that's a natural process, and it has to be respected.